Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be all right and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. When we lose our way, lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
You are listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Father Saju Chakalakal, a CMI priest and president of Dharmaram Vidyakshetram in Bangalore, South India. Incidentally, Dharmaran trains over 1,000 students in theology, philosophy, canon law, spirituality, and counseling every year. Father Saju was born and brought up in a traditional Catholic family in the southern Indian state of Kerala. In the first part of this interview, he speaks about his life, faith experiences, and his mission. Our faithful witness of today, Carmelite Father Saju Chakalakal of Bangalore, India, shares with us his faith experiences, his vocation to priesthood, and more. Father Saju, a hearty welcome to Vatican Radio. Tell us briefly about you.
I'm Father Saju Chakalakal. I belong to the Carmelites of Mary Immaculate, a religious congregation. In fact, the first indigenous religious congregation founded in India. And at present, I teach philosophy at Dharmaram Vidyakshetram, a pontifical athenaeum of philosophy, theology, and canon law. I have been, in fact, teaching for the last 20 years. And at present, I'm also holding the office of the president of the athenaeum, taking the administrative responsibility of the theological, philosophical, and other allied disciplines in terms of ordinary learning and research.
Who inspired you to become a priest?
In fact, the inspiration comes from my own family, the faith life that we have been living in our family, where my parents had been the inspiration. And I remember very vividly how my father taught me to be actively participating in liturgy. He was just fourth standard educated man, but then he used to insist that whenever we go to the church and participate in the liturgy, then we should join actively both in prayer and in singing. Particularly, he would say, even if there is a hymn that is not known to you, join the community humming together. So in the course of time, you would learn to sing together. So he insisted that we should be actively participating. So from that type of Christian faith formation, I got the inspiration. And then joining the religious community, in fact, my only intention was not to join the diocese in the local church, because even in those days, I had the feeling that the diocese had enough priests. So I wanted to go out into the missions. So I joined the mission in Tamil Nadu.
What kind of faith-enhancing activities you witnessed at home?
Oh, this is really interesting, because now recalling my childhood days where we every day had the evening prayer together, which was a must in the family, where as children we participated also actively, because this was a time of common prayer and then sharing the aspirations of the family together, praying for some good intentions of the family and all the relatives. I mean, being together in the prayer time was insisted by our parents, and they also sat with us through and through the prayer. That itself was a really motivating experience. Then added to that, just in front of our house, there is a small chapel, what we call the Capella, dedicated to Apostle St. Thomas. And initially, when this was established, my father was closely involved. And then as I grew up, I was given the additional task of maintaining this chapel. And that would mean I was very much involved in not only the maintenance of the ambience, but also involved in the other activities in terms of singing practices or novenas we had. My mother also was closely associated with this Mother's Franciscan Association. Mm-hmm. So through and through, there was a very close association with the church and liturgical activities. Also because of this closer association with the Capella in terms of its maintenance, mm-hmm. that also gave me a better attitude of being closer to the church.
You are born and brought up in a Christian community, but surrounded by people of other faith. What was your experience?
Our village has just two communities. One community, we are Catholics, and the predominant community is Hindus. But then I remember again very vividly and with a lot of love that these two communities lived with understanding, love, collaboration. What comes to my mind is not from my childhood. When, probably 5 years ago, when the new church was constructed. Now, this instance which I want to recall now is the blessing of the parish church, which happened about 5 years ago. I reached the parish venue only just, let's say, 1 hour before the blessing. Mm-hmm. So practically, though the lot of things were already done, the ambience of the church was not properly set for the blessing. But then to my happy surprise, I could see not only Catholics, the parishioners around, but also a number of Hindus running around, helping them out to set things right. So this itself is a telling example of how harmoniously these two communities exist. Because even when it comes to the church and its blessing, it was not merely an activity of the Christian community, but it was an event of the whole village. So people want to collaborate with each other. Same way when we have the temple feast and all, Christians also go join them, not necessarily for their pujas, but then naturally they join for the celebration. It's a harmonious situation that we have always experienced in our village, about which I'm very glad. And it has had a natural influence upon my mental framework and my attitude towards the other religions as well. Now has become part of even my intellectual career, my philosophical speculations and the contributions that I continue to make.
After joining the Carmelite congregation, what happened to the spirituality you received at home and in your village?
In fact, I can see that the same atmosphere was maintained and continued through and through, because my initial formation for 5 years took place in Coimbatore. And the CMA community in the Coimbatore province had one institution named Divyodaya. It's an interreligious dialogue center. And the director was Father John Peter, with whom I was very closely associated even when I was a very young candidate in the community. That again has influenced me to have a rather wider understanding and attitude towards the other members of other religions. And then after the initial formation, I moved to Bangalore, to Dharmaram Vidyakshetram, where the philosophy program itself has had ingredients of other religions being introduced. In other words, Dharmaram from its very inception had an insistence that our seminarians, both in philosophy and in theology, should be introduced not only to Christian thought or the Western philosophy, but simultaneously we were also initiated into Indian philosophy, into a number of living religions in India, including Buddhism, Jainism, Islam, apart from Hinduism and Indian philosophy. So both from an experiential point of view and from my intellectual training point of view, the other religions were always present as a living reality with which I could also relate very positively. And today, when I continue to teach, this positive attitude also brings a lot of input into my teaching, where I believe that I am also successful to an extent in inculcating the same vision to my students, which I hope would eventually help my students to broaden their vision and to reach out to the larger society in their mission as well.
Thank you, Father Saju. That was Father Saju Chakalakal, a Carmelite priest from Bangalore, India, sharing with us his faith experiences and his mission. You can listen to the second part of this interview at the same day and time next week.
Behold how good and pleasant is.
You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness of today has been Carmelite Father Saju Chakalakal from India. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.